弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
我们感谢神，你真的没有想到，我们现在已经到了今年的第十月的第一个礼拜，所以时间过得很快啊。
Praise the Lord. Today is we entered the October of this year.
感谢神，时间过得很快，但是我们的神一直都是掌权，在他没有改变的影儿。
We praise the Lord because He's in charge.
那今天在先道业的主日里头，我第一个要讲的就是有关耶稣基督的教导。
In the first sermon of this missions month, I'm going to preach about Christ and the mission.
我要选的经文是一个在新约，一个是在旧约。
The verses that we're going to talk about today, one is from Old Testament, one is from New Testament.
那我先读马太福音第十二十五章三十一到四十节。
First will be from Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 31 to 40.
中文的部分我来念，大家听。然后英文的部分等一下请江中华帮我念哈。马太福音二十五章三十一到四十节，当人子在他荣耀里统着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一样，一般把绵羊安置在右边，把山羊安置在左边。于是王要向右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的果，因为我饿了你们给我吃，渴了你们给我喝，我做客旅你们留我住，我赤身露体你们给我穿，我病了你们看顾我，我在监里你们来看我。那一人 那一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或赤身露体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了或在监里看来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上了。那英文的部分哈。
Matthew 25:31-40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory,and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my father, take your inheritance.The kingdom of is prepared for you since the creation of the world.
因为我饿了，继续。
You have to excuse me, today somehow my eyes hurt, so I have to really look at my iPhone closely. So, for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you come to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord,When did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of those of this brother of mine, you did for me.
Amen. 另外一处在耶拿书的第四章第9节到11节，那中文这样子说，神对耶拿说，你因这颗蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？他说，我发怒与这时都合理啊。耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干时，你尚且爱惜，何况这尼尼微大臣，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜，我岂能不爱惜他们呢？
Book of Jonah, chapter 4, verse 9 to 11. But God said to Jonah, Is it right for you to be angry about the plant? It is, he said. And I am so angry, I wish I were dead. But the Lord said, You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it nor make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their hand, right hand from the left, and also many animals?
我们在祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父上帝、
oh, dear Heavenly Father,
只有你的光一光到的时候我们才能明白你的话语
Only when the light shed on us we can understand what your words mean
只有我们愿意静静地听的时候你会向我们说话
When only we sit down quietly that you are willing to talk to us
求你透过这个经文向我们说话
May you through these verses speak to us
也求神使用讲的翻译的都被圣灵手感
May the pastor, whatever he says, to be moved by God.
愿神的名得荣耀。
May his name be glorified.
奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣在刚才所讲的比喻中间，充分地流露他对人类的苦难的认同。
In the parable you just talked, Jesus fully expressed his feelings and identification with human suffering.
我相信你读过这段经文。
I'm sure you have read these verses.
那你刚才在读的时候，我要问你。
When you just read the verses, I'd like to ask you.
请问主耶稣基督在哪里
？Where is the Lord Christ?
他是在壮观的大礼堂吗
？Is he in the spectacular great hall?
他在祷告室吗
？Is he in the prayer room?
他在热闹的人群中间吗
？In the midst of the lively crowd?
他是在长智慧的。开会里面吗
？Is he in the EDB meeting？
他在那个各个团契里面吗
？Is he in the Christian fellowship？
耶稣在这里告诉我们
，Jesus tell us clearly，
主耶稣竟然是在贫困的里面的人的中间。
He's among the poor。
他是在无家可归的流浪汉里头。
He's among the homeless。
他是在医院的病患里头
He's among the sick in the hospital.
他是在监狱的囚犯里头
He's among the prisoners in the prison.
可见他很在乎那些卑微的人的存在价值
It's obvious he really minds those humble people.
他非常重视社会上那些所看不起的人
He put a great deal of importance to those people who are despised by the society.
今天这些人往往就是社会所不在乎的人
These are the people who despised by society,
也可能是教会所忽略的一群人
and also ignored by the church.
但是主耶稣基督告诉我们说什么呢他说我实在告诉你们这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上就是坐在我的身上了
But Jesus said, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
主耶稣为什么要讲山羊跟绵羊的区别
？Why does the Lord Jesus speak of the difference between goats and sheep？
因为他要提醒基督徒在末世的光景。
Because he wants to remind Christians in his last days。
他讲到基督徒也会有专顾自己的事，也有自私自大的事，也有自大的人。
He just wants to remind people, Christians that you also have preoccupied by your own fears, selfish things.
那基督徒中间也有自傲、眼中无神、目中无人的人。
Christians are full of arrogance, people, proud people, defiant people, godless people.
基督徒中间也有以自我为中心的人。
Many are self-centered.
这样的人不会看到别人的需要。
Such people will never see the needs of others.
他没有时间顾虑到身边人的苦痛。
They have no time to worry about other people's suffering.
经文里主耶稣基督严厉地责备那些山羊所做的。
In the passage, Lord Jesus sternly rebuked the goats.
他们所做的事都是白做了。
What they have done is in vain.
他们所做的在神的眼中等于零分。
Whatever they did is worth zero points or nothing in the eyes of God.
但是他们很不服，就跟上帝辩论。
But they are very unconvinced and argue with the Lord.
他就说，我们不是做了你要我们做的吗？
They say, have we done this for you, Lord?
可见人的标准跟神的标准是不一样的。
It can be easily seen that the evaluation standards of God and man are rather different.
那以为自以为意的人以为他们实在做了上帝要他们做的。
They think they really did what the Lord wants them to do.
但是不跟神的心意不合。
But they were at odds with God's will.
因为他们没有看顾所要看主所看顾的。
Because they don't care what the Lord cared for.
他们没有爱神所爱的。
They didn't love what Jesus loved.
他们没有重视神所重视的。
They did not value what God valued.
他们没有做耶稣要他们做的。
They did not do what Jesus wanted them to do.
他们看重的是如何得到人的称赞。
What the value is to be praised by people.
他们只做大家看得见的事。
They only do what everyone can see.
他们只做有回报的事。
They only do things which has rewards immediately.
他们认为坐在不起眼的人的身上是浪费时间。
They don't value the things they do for those little people.
他们认为做小事没有人在意。
Because they don't think the small things they do will be minded by anyone.
他们所看重的是外在的行为。
They only pay attention to the external behavior.
他们忘了神是全知、全能、全在的神。
They forgot that our Lord is omniscient and omnipotent.
人做了什么、想什么，神都知道。
Whatever people do and what people think,God knows.
所以主耶稣斥责那些山羊是什么呢？是恶人。
So Lord Jesus rebuked the goats as wicked.
他们的生态、他们的心态被定位是属于撒旦之类的。
Their mentality was oriented towards Satan.
他们跟上帝儿女的身份不相称。
They are not commensurated with their status as children of the kingdom of God.
那耶稣却称赞那些绵羊是一个义人。
And the Lord Jesus praised the sheep as a righteous one.
他们默默地摆上忠心为主。
They put up silently and faithful to the Lord.
神知道他们的所作。
God knows what they have done.
但是他们对神说，我们没有做什么。
But they said to the Lord, we didn't do anything.
他们真的没有做什么吗？
Didn't they really do anything?
是有的。
Yes, they have done.
神知道的。
Because Lord knows.
神看到的。
Lord witness them.
因为他们经常坐在那些弟兄中最小的身上。
Because they have done a lot on the least of the brothers.
以至于不会感觉他们做了多少。
So they don't feel like they have done too much.
因为他们做的时候不在乎名声。
Because when they don't care about the fame.
他们也不在乎自己要做多少的牺牲。
They also don't care about how much sacrifice they have given.
义人被耶稣肯定。
The righteous are confirmed by Jesus.
因为他们知道他们为谁而做。
Because they know who they are doing it for.
他们知道神要的是什么。
And also they know what God wants them to do.
他们有爱神跟爱人的心。
They have the heart to love people and love God.
他们愿意拥抱那些苦难的人。
They are willing to embrace the suffering world.
他们肯施舍，肯牺牲。
They're willing to give and they're willing to sacrifice.
这是定位于天国子民的一个心态。
This is the mindset of the people of the kingdom of God.
他们是配得义人的身份。
They're worthy of the status of righteous.
是一个父神的儿女，是基督的门徒。
They're children of God and the disciples of Christ.
他们配得创世以来神为他们所预备的国度。
They deserve the kingdom God has prepared for them since the creation. of the world.
请问耶稣讲的这个比喻跟新教有没有关系？
May I ask, does the parable which Jesus said have anything to do with our mission?
是有绝对的关系。
That's absolute relationship.
整本新旧约圣经都是讲神的先教故事。
The entire Bible of the Old and the New Testament are God's mission stories.
今天就让我们从耶稣基督的比喻。
Today, let's start with the parable of Jesus.
还有耶拿的故事来思想跟随基督脚中行的意义。
And the story of Jonah to think about following the steps of Christ.
我就把他引到旧约的耶拿。
I'm going to introduce you to Jonah in the Old Testament.
因为这耶拿跟这耶稣的比喻实际上是有关联的。
Because Jonah has a lot to do with mission.
耶拿书是讲到什么呢？你都很知道这故事吧？
And I would assume most people you know the story of Jonah.
他是讲到有一个讨厌外邦人，没有心向外邦人宣教，又抱怨上帝怎么爱那些外邦人。那样的故事就是耶拿。
The book of Jonah is about somebody who really don't like Gentiles, has nothing, have no heart to spread gospel to Gentiles, and also complain to God about His grace towards Gentiles.
可是呢，你知道耶拿书的那个第一章第二节就开始跟他就呼召了他。
You know, in the chapter 1, verse 2, Lord has called him. He says, "Rise, come to Nineveh."
他说：“你起来，往尼尼微大城去。”
Arise, go to the great city of Nineveh.
也向那些人呼喊。
And he cried out to those people.
因为他们的恶已经达到了那个我的面前。
Because they are so wicked.
可是圣经告诉我们说，耶拿不想去。
But the Bible told us Jonah really doesn't want to go.
因为那个是外邦人，外邦人是很脏的人呐。
Because those are Gentiles.Who are very, very dirty.
他们认为这些人跟上帝的福是无份的。
They think these Gentiles have nothing to do with the Lord's blessing.
加上尼尼微城里面是一个非常凶暴恶贯满盈的城市。
And also, the city of Nineveh is a very violent city full of evil.
圣经告诉我们说他真的起来去了。
The Bible told us, actually,Jonah did get up and he went.
但是他逃往到他斯，也就是另外一个地方的方向去了。
But instead of going to Nineveh, he flees to Tarshish, which is the other direction.
当他搭船逃往的途中
，When he on his way escaped by boat,
上帝安排了大的风暴。
Lord has arranged for a storm.
哇，那个船非常的危险。
And the journey is very dangerous.
但是圣经告诉我们说，耶拿在船的底下、桩底下沉睡。
The Bible told us Jonah actually fell asleep in the bottom of the ship.
今天教会有很多时候不是这样子吗
？Today is our church sort of like similar, like what Jonah is going through.
当世界的风暴掀起的时候
，When the world is full of storm,
基督徒界却在沉睡着。
Christians are all fall asleep.
有的教会看到美国的光景，每况愈下，社会乱象已经到了极点的时候。
Some churches witness that America is going downhill, and the world is full of all kind of very wicked phenomena.
他们认为今天美国的经济、政治、社会、文化这些所发生的问题是他们的事。
They think that the economy, politics, society, culture, education, war, everything is their business.
那这些包括教育、战争、同性恋、性变态、疫情，这个都是美国人的事，不跟我们有事。
These including education, war, and same-sex marriage, the country are their issues, not ours.
这是天国子民不应当有的那个态度。
This should not be the attitude for the.Citizen of the kingdom.
当水手们发现是耶拿所敬拜的神在追赶他的时候
，When sailors found that the Jonah is chasing them,
耶拿只得承认神的创造跟他的主权是不能逃避的。
Jonah has to admit that Lord's sovereignty cannot be escaped.
所以他知道这个暴风雨是他所引起的。
He knows.He is the reason that such a storm occurred.
他也知道这些水手们很爱他，想尽办法要救他。
He also knows the sailors want to save him.
想尽办法说没有问题，我们可以继续救你，可是没有办法。
They want to save him, but they have no way.
他只好请水手们把自己丢在海里面。
The only way he can do is ask the sailors to drop him in the sea.
圣经告诉我们说，当他被丢到海里面的时候，风平就浪静了。
The Bible told us once he was thrown to the sea, the storm calmed.
但是故事并没有到此结束。
But the story is not over by now.
上帝安排一条大鱼把约拿吞掉。
And the Lord has arranged a big fish swallowed him.
约拿落在极难的困苦中。
And Jonah is in great despair.
那约拿在鱼的肚子中祷告神。
And Jonah prayed earnestly in the tummy of the fish.
切切地寻求神来怜悯我这个罪人。
He's asking the Lord to show mercy towards him.
赦免我这个逃兵。
And show mercy towards this who is not willing to go to serve the Lord.
那最后上帝安排了大鱼把这个鱼你把约拿吞在岸上。
Finally, God arranged for the big fish to spit Jonah on the shore.
吐在一个岸上，岸上以后，哎，他就起来了。
Then Jonah just arrived.
圣经告诉我们说，上帝对约拿再一次的呼召。
Bible told us, Lord called him again.
告诉他说，你去尼尼微，全告诉传，你要传讲神的信息。
And ask him to go to Nineveh to declare the Lord's message.
告诉他们说，你们如果不悔改，四十天就要灭亡了。
If they do not repent, they would perish in 40 days.
哎，没有想到全国上下一个一个禁食，而且人人都悔改。
Unexpectedly, from top to bottom, everyone fasted, everyone repented.
而且离开他们自己的恶行。
And left the evil ways they did.
上帝查看他们的行为，就改变了他的心意。
Lord.Examined their behavior, changed his mind.
所以不再降灾给他们。
And did not bring disaster on them.
照理来说，约拿应该为上帝的拯救感谢赞美上帝。
Logically, Jonah should thank and praise God for his salvation.
但是圣经告诉我们说，约拿反而生气。
But the Bible told us, rather, Jonah is very angry.
其实整个约拿的宣教过程里面最大的障碍是谁呢？
Do you know who is the biggest obstacle on Jonah's mission?
不是那些水手，也不是大鱼。
Not those sailors, nor the big fish.
也不是尼尼微城跟他上下的百姓。
Nor the citizens of the city of Nineveh.
而是约拿自己。
But Jonah himself.
他固执成见，然后思想狭隘，很有个性。
He's very stubborn and narrow-minded.
他越想越不对。
The more he thinks,The more he feels bad.
哎，怎么四十天过了，怎么尼尼微还在呀
？After 40 days, why the city still exists?
他认为上帝给他们的恩典太多了吧
？He thought that Lord gave them too much grace.
上帝怎么不让这些外邦人全部毁灭一时，全部都下地狱呢
？Why Lord make these Gentiles go to hell and just disappear?
耶拿看到外邦人得救，反而心里受不了。
When he saw the Gentiles saved, he cannot bear it.
耶拿是宣教了，但是他的心根本就不在那里。
Well, Jonah did go to mission, but his heart is not there.
他自己曾经在鱼的肚子里面切切向上帝祷告施怜悯啊。
He did indeed pray in the belly of the fish to the Lord show mercy.
而且现在还对上帝怎么说呢
？But now what he said?
他曾经讲说：“我知道你是有恩典、满有怜悯的上帝。”
He said, "I know you're Lord full of mercy."
你是不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
You're not easy to get angry and full of
并且后悔不降所说的灾。
And also, slow to show the calamity to the people.
所以他就说，因为你是这样的慈爱，所以我就急速的逃往了他斯那个城里面去。
Because you're full of love, that's why I escaped to the city of Tarshish.
他说，耶和华，现在求你取我的命吧。
He said, Lord, take my life.
因为我死了比活着还好呢。
For it is better for me to die than to live.
耶拿竟然向神大发牢骚啊。
Jonah was really angry towards the Lord.
尤其是看到神所安排的蓖麻一夜发生，然后一夜干死。
Especially when he witnessed that the vine Lord had arranged and prospered in one day and died in another day.
他气到向神，他向神说：“我要以实来向你抗议。”
He said, "I will die to protest against you."
神差遣他来。
Lord, have sent him.
而且也拯救了他的生命。
And saved his life.
尼尼微城奇迹似的蒙恩了。
And the city of Nineveh was really blessed.
但是他的莽撞使他的宣教大打折扣。
But his disobedience really discredited him in front of the Lord.
那神的宣教工作在那里失败吗？
Is the Lord?Mission work really failed?
是因为他的那个这样的莽撞吗？
Is because he's really disobedience?
没有的，因为神的工作永远不会因为人的软弱跟失败而失败。
No, Lord's work never will fail because humans failing.
弟兄姐妹。
Sister,
我们从耶稣的绵羊跟公羊的这个比喻，跟耶拿的故事里面，我们学到什么
？What do we learn from the Jesus parable about the goat and the sheep, and also from Jonah's experience？
我说这两个都有宣教的故事，宣教的意义。
I say they both have great meaning in mission。
第一个，它是什么呢？宣教是神爱你的目的，所以你要分享福音。
So first, mission is God's purpose in loving you, so share the gospel.
耶拿书的第四章记载，耶拿大大的不喜悦，而且向神发怒。
Book of Jonah, chapter 4 records that Jonah was greatly displeased and angry.
请问耶拿发怨言是合理的吗？
Is Jonah's complaint justified?
他前几天才刚刚经历上帝拯救他。
He had just experienced God's salvation a few days ago.
他曾经在你的肚子里面三天三夜感谢上帝。
He has been thanking God, and he has been in the tummy of the big fish for 3 days and nights.
他曾经在你的肚子里面悔改认罪，而且得到释放。
He once repented in the tummy of the big fish, and he repented.And he was released.
可是他现在竟然把神的救恩忘得一干二净。
Now he has forgotten all about God's salvation.
你如果看第二章跟第四章，你就发现很大的一个区别。
And second chapter describes Jonah's praise in sharp contrast to the fourth.
耶拿书的第二章记载耶拿充满的感恩赞美的祷告。
So chapter 2 talk about Jonah full of praise and repent.
但是第四章描述什么呢？整个耶拿的暴躁。
And the chapter 4 really talking about his rebellions.
耶拿好像耶稣所讲的那个恶仆，就是坏的仆人。
So Jonah is just like the wicked servant.
那自己得到了债主的宽恕之后。
When he received the mercy and forgiveness from Lord,
而且免了他的天文数字的债务
and forgiven of his astronomical debt,
但是他要追究那个欠他根本小额贷款的人
but pursue the man who owed him a small loan.
他的大老板赦免了他，他自己却不赦免他下面的比他欠的还少的人
His big boss.Forgive his huge loan, but yet he's not willing.
因为没有怜悯的心。
Because he has no heart of mercy.
在耶拿的观念里头。
In Jonah's conception.
神是蛮有怜悯，有恩典。
God has grace and mercy.
他是有信实的爱。
He has faithful love.
是不轻易发怒的上帝。
And was not easily angered.
但是这个只对以色列人，只对上帝的选民。
But only to Israelis.
他完全忘了上帝曾经透过亚伯拉罕的应许的话。
He completely forgot what God had promised Abraham.
那上帝曾经对亚伯拉罕说，地上万国都要因你的后裔得福。
And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed.
这里讲到说地上万族啊
，the all nations，
不是单单只有以色列人的
，not only Israelis，
所以神是一个普世的主
，so Lord is a universal savior，
所以他所关怀的是全世界性的
，his care is universal。
耶拿只记得什么呢？他只记得上帝的话说，再等四十天，那个尼尼微城就被倾覆了。
Only thing he can remember is 40 more days, and the city of Nineveh will be overthrown.
他所想的是什么？神怎么样惩罚那些尼尼微城？怎么样惩罚他们？活该！想的都是神的惩罚。
All he can think of was the punishment of God.
他忘了神在背后的恩典。
He forgot the grace of God behind it.
如果尼尼微城不悔改，不离开恶道绝境，一定是灭亡。
If the city of Nineveh did not repent and did not turn away from the evil way, it would surely end in destruction.
但是他们如果肯悔改信靠神，当然神会急转弯，不会发烈怒。
But if they are willing to turn around and believe in God, God would also change his mind from his wrath.
可惜耶拿看不到神要他看的。
But it was a pity that Jonah could not see what the Lord wanted him to see.
再等四十天，事实上只有几天而已啊。
Even though the Lord said wait for 40 days, in fact, only a few days.
那只有几天，尼尼微城整个都大翻转。
Nineveh, the city is getting better already.
那是神的奇异恩典。
That is the amazing grace of God.
今天世俗化的世界都在追求金钱跟享受。
Today, the secular world is pursuing the money and the enjoyment.
人的价值建立在财富上。
And the people's value are based on their wealth.
今天世人的世界观、价值观、人生观直接影响到我们基督徒。
The world view, values, and outlook on life directly affect us Christians.
基督徒面对的世界有两种极端的一个态度。
Christians have two extreme attitudes toward the world.
第一种态度是效法这个世界。
The first is to imitate the world.
为了融入这个世人的生活圈子里。
To follow the trend of the world.
所以跟着这个世界的潮流走。
And follow the world.
然后跟这个世界一起跳舞。
Dance with the world.
然后跟这个世界妥协。
And compromise with the world.
他们在不知不觉之间，他们堕入在那个罪恶里面还不知道。
Without knowing it, they have been degraded to this world.
他们不知道这个世界正在走向灭亡道路，也是跟着走。
They did not know this world is going to the destruction, and they are following the world.
保罗告诉我们这些刚信主的人，特别你当你信靠神，他怎么说
？Paul told us,
我们不要效法这个世界，我们要心意更新而变化。
Do not conform to the pattern of the world.But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
要叫你们查验何为神的善良、存钱、可喜悦的旨意。
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and the perfect will.
那第二种极端的那个错误心态，就跟这个世界隔离。
The second is to be isolated from the world.
他们就跟这个世界保持距离，与测安全。
They are keeping the distance from the world for their own security.
他们甚至看这些穷人的时候，就联想到他们肮脏、污秽、传染病、治安有问题，不敢接近他们。
When they see poor, they associate them with dirt, filth, contagious diseases, and pleasing problems.
他们认为这些穷人是因为他们好吃懒惰，他们不自爱，没有教养，不努力的结果。
They think that the poor are the result of their laziness, lack of self-love, lack of upbringing, and lack of effort.
他们看不出穷苦人有什么需要跟价值。
They don't see their needs or value.
耶稣比喻中的恶人就跟这些耶拿就是这种心态。
In the parable and the Lord and also Jonah in the book of Jonah, Lord refers these people as wicked people.
在基督的眼光里
，In the eyes of Christ,
这是一个严重的失职。
This is a gross dereliction of duty.
我们没有尽到这个基督徒的在这个社会的责任。
We have not fulfilled our responsibility as Christians.
我们蒙恩是神的恩典。
When we blessed with God's grace,
我们就应该学主的榜样。
We must follow the example of Jesus.
你看他怎么样看这个世界呢？
Do you know how he viewed this world?
他说他看见许多的人就怜悯他们。
When he saw the world, he had compassion on them.
因为他们困苦流离，如同羊，没有牧人一般。
Because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without shepherd.
他怀抱苦难的世界，了解贫穷人、困苦人。
He embraced the world of suffering, understand the poor.
主动的来满足他们的需要。
And actively meet their needs.
而且认同他们的需要。
And identify with their needs.
这次我们看到伊恩台风啊，重创了佛罗里达，还有这个基督附近的那个州。
So recently, we all witnessed the Hurricane Ian has caused great damage in Florida and other states.
你在新闻里面看到那些惨状的时候，你怎么看他们
？When you watch the TV to witness this suffering.What do you think?
你会说咒诅他们吗？或者是嫉妒他们吗
？Do you want to say that you want to condemn them, or you want to
因为嫉妒而就责怪他们
？Or you want to blame them because of jealousy?
这是一个基督徒，我们要在神的面前回那个要有个正确的那个看法。
So as Christians, we should have a right attitude when we think about this issue.
当这些人有需要的时候
，when they have needs，
当许多人正在想办法帮助他们的时候
，when many people are trying to find a way to help them，
我们基督徒已经看到了我们的心动在哪里，我们的行动在哪里。
So as Christians, we should know where our heart is and where our actions are.
记得以利亚的故事吗
？Do you remember the story of Elijah？
那他自己在那个加密山上打倒450个假先知，赢得光荣的胜利。
After his glorious victory over 450 false prophets amongst the Carmel.
那胜利之后，却因为皇后耶洗别的一句恐吓令，他就马上逃命。
He ran for his life because the threat from Queen Jezebel.
然后呢，他就逃命，而后来看到一棵树下。那就在那里躺下了以后，向神求死。
He pleaded to God for death under a tree.
他向神说：“耶和华罢了，求你取我的生命，因为我不胜你，我的列祖。”
While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to the broom bush, sat down under a tree, and prayed he might die. I had enough, Lord, he said, take my life.I'm no better than my ancestor.
你看他自己也求死。
He is also seeking his own death.
耶拿有两次要求死。
Jonah has seeking his death twice.
其实他们都不对。
Actually, they are both wrong.
但是哪一个比较合理
？But which one is more reasonable?
哪一个值得同情
？Who is one deserve? Which one deserve?
你当然会觉得是以利亚吧。
I think it should be Elijah.
因为耶拿的心胸狭隘。
Because Jonah is much more narrow-minded.
他蒙神饶恕，却不懂得饶恕人。
He has been blessed and forgiven by the Lord, but he does not know how to forgive others.
他蒙神赦免，他却不懂得赦免人。
He has been showed mercy by the Lord, but he's not willing to.
请问有没有这样的基督徒
？I just wonder, do we have such Christians among us?
如果有的话，求神怜悯我们呢
？If there are.May the Lord show mercy for us.
赦免我们的那个心胸狭隘。
Forgive us for our narrow-mindedness.
你要知道，耶稣讲的比喻是针对基督徒讲的。
You should know the parables the Lord has shared is towards us Christians.
你想想看，如果我们基督徒还是以自我为中心，你说他可能会宣教吗
？Just imagine, if us Christians are self-centered, are we still willing to go for mission?
他很难爱神所爱的人。
It's going to be very difficult for him or her to love
the people. 所以我们要先求神来调整我们自己的心态。
May we all ask the Lord to change our own mindset.
保罗说，耶稣基督降世为了拯救罪人。
Paul said, Lord come to this world to try to save sinners.
我们已经蒙恩得救了。
We have been blessed.And be saved.
我们应该用感恩的心来回报他。
We should have a thanksgiving heart.
因为神先爱了我们，是我们的时候爱别人。
Because Lord loved us first, that's why we love other people.
那就是神爱我们的目的。
That's the reason why Lord, that's the purpose why Lord loves us.
所以我说，宣教是神爱你的目的，所以你要分享福音。
That's why I say, the purpose of mission is because Lord loves you, so that's why you should go to spread gospel.
那第二宣教是什么呢？宣教就是永恒性的。永恒性的工程，所以我们要把握机会。
Second, mission is an eternal project, so we must seize the opportunity.
神问耶拿，你发那么大的牢骚合理吗？
Is it reasonable for God to question Jonah when he has complained so much?
他有没有回答？
Did he answer?
他没有回答。
No, he didn't.
可是他先跑到东边的城里面。
But he first fled to the east of the city.
在那个东边的城里面搭一个帐篷。
Where he pitched a tent for himself.
然后坐在帐篷的那个荫下，静观神如何要消灭那个刚刚转向神的尼尼微城的人。
And sat in the shade of the tent, watching how God destroyed the Nineveh people who had just turned to God.
他想说，这个是上帝要看他。看上帝要怎么惩罚他们。
He just wanted to see how God can punish those people.
等了半天没有动静。
After wait for a long time, there was no movement.
结果他看见一棵蓖麻的一个那个植物，很吸引了他的眼光。
Only to see a castor tree that caught his eye.
哎，他当他注意看的时候，哎，这个蓖麻长得很快，而且高过他自己。
The vine growing so fast that it was taller than Jonah.
而且那个影子呢，遮盖他头上的草棚。
And the shadow covered the grass hut above his head.
哇，这个时候感觉好舒服啊。
What a wonderful time.
上帝很像为他盖了一个那个免费的电风扇。
Like the Lord provide a free fan for him.
哇，他心里舒畅的不得了。
Greatly relaxed.
啊，感谢上帝啊！
Oh, praise the Lord.
可是好景不长。
But the good time didn't last.
到第二天一大早，
Second early morning,
神就安排了一条虫子。
Lord arranged a worm.
然后咬这棵那个蓖麻树，然后很快就干掉了。
And bite the castor and caused it to wither rather fast.
更糟糕的是什么？可怕的热风吹来啊！
And even worse, that the hot wind is blowing at him.
加上大太阳的暴晒。
And he also exposed to the sun.
这个时候的耶拿一面擦汗一面生气。
At this moment, Jonah is wiping his sweat and he's so angry.
所以他向神大叫求了第二次要求死。
That's the second time he told the Lord he wanted to die.
他这次比第一次更生气了。
This time he's even more angry. He's angrier than last time.
其实上帝刻意的安排。
But this is really Lord's plan.
安排了蓖麻虫子、热风还有太阳做食物教材。
The Lord used practical tools such as the vine, the worm, the hut, the tree, the sun.
然后他要看看耶拿关心的到底是什么。
He just wants to know what exactly Jonah cares about.
他是关心蓖麻所带给他短暂的舒服吗？
Is he only care about the ephemeral, a short time period of a enjoyment?
还是尼尼微城里面的灵魂多得救而欢喜呢？
Or the souls which have been saved in the city of Nineveh?
他所关乎的是神的事，还是关乎自己的事？
Does he care more about God's affairs or his own affairs?
他关乎的是短暂的事，还是属于永恒的事呢？
Does he care about things that is ephemeral or he's about the eternal?
耶拿之所以无法忍受，
The reason that Jonah cannot stand it,
因为他是被唯我独尊的历史观所限制。
Because he was really constrained by his solipsistic viewpoint of the world.
他光有民主的观念、民主观，但是没有神的国度观。
He only has a view of nationality rather than the world view of the Lord.
他只希望自己喜悦。
He wants to please himself.
然后希望他的喜悦也是让上帝喜悦。
He also wants what he pleases. Really, is it what God pleased about?
他希望自己的偏好也是上帝的偏好。
He wants what God likes What he likes really is God-like.
他甚至希望把自己不喜欢的，上帝也不喜欢。
He even wants that if I don't like it, Lord should not like it either.
也就是说，他希望上帝以他的标准为标准。
In other words, he just wants his standard to become Lord's standard.
没有达到他的标准，他就不高兴。
If Lord does not satisfy his request, he won't be happy.
弟兄姐妹，你发现他的个性有没有跟我们的一样啊？
Brothers and sisters, don't you think that somehow we just behave like he does?
如果神不随从我们自己的意识，哇，就不高兴。
So sometimes Lord did not really follow what we want, we're not happy.
而且那个耶拿还怎么样，用石来威胁上帝说，如果你不听我的，我死就算了。
And even more, so that Jonah is threatening Lord with his death. He said, if you don't follow what I want, I would rather die.
他忘了一切的主权都是在天父上帝。
He forgot all sovereignty is in Lord's hands.
他忘了时空都在上帝的手里。
He forgot that space and time is utterly in the hand of our God.
神是全能的创造者。
So Lord is the Almighty Creator.
神可以在一瞬间做他要做的。
Lord can do the things in an instant what he wants to do.
也可以在一瞬间收回他所不喜悦的。
And also withdraw and destroy the things which he does not like in an instant.
主耶稣来到世上的目的。
The purpose that Christ came to this world.
不是要解决人物质方面的难题。
Is not to solve the problem of the material needs of him.
乃是要做一个比这件事情更重要、更有意义、更有价值的事。
Rather to do a much more meaningful.Much more greater things.
主耶稣基督他讲什么呢？
What he said?
他说人子来
he said,
不为要寻找拯救世上的人。
He said, the Son of God come to the world to seek the people who are lost.
那这是主耶稣基督来到世上的使命。
That's the mission that Lord Jesus Christ come to this world.
这就是他所看重的首要事工。
This is what he really valued the most important mission.
其他的事工都是次要的。
Other missions, ministry are less.
即使教会还有其他的事工，但是目的都要导向人来认识神。
All the ministry of a church should be all leading to this important ministry.
我们的人生很有限。
Our life is very limited.
我们要做的事情太多了。
What we should, what we can do and should do is so much.
但是有意义的事情没有几个。
But only a few truly has.
什么叫做有意义？
What is the meaning?
就是存到永远的叫有意义。
What is called can last to forever.
是神所喜悦的叫做有意义。
The things which please Lord is the meaning.
是神的旨意的事是有意义的。
Only the one which is set by Lord.Command meaningful.
那什么是有意义的事呢？
So what are the meaningful things?
关乎灵魂得救的事，就是传福音。
Care about the salvation of souls. In other words, spread the gospel.
这个就是今天教会存在的目的。
That's the purpose that churches exist.
我们应该趁着还有今日的时候。
May we take the opportunity.
我们跟家人、朋友、同事、同学要分享福音。
May we share the gospel with our friends, family, and colleagues.
在神眼中有价值的事要好好的珍惜。
We should cherish these opportunities.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果今天你不肯被神使用，那你要等什么时候呢？
If you are not willing to be used by Lord today, when will that be?
我拜访几个那个老年人，他们都说很后悔没有早一点信主，很后悔。没有好好侍奉神。
I have visited some elders. They all said they regret that they have not served the Christ when they are young and spread gospel early.
那这个故事里面今天讲的宣教的第三个信息什么呢？
So what's the number three message of today's sermon?
宣教是神所看重的，所以我们要完全顺服神。
Mission and the spread gospel is what the Lord values, and we have to absolutely obey.
耶拿因着景象，居然跟神辩论起来。
And Jonah stiffened his neck and argued with the Lord.
他自认为自己的理由很充分，所以呢永不低头。
He said he believed that he has good reason. He will never yield.
他跟神讨价还价。
He has been bargained with the Lord back and forth.
后来耶稣怎么说？那个后来神怎么对他说
？What the Lord told him later.
他说这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的。一夜发生，一夜干时，你尚且爱惜。
The Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. Yet you care."
耶和华耐心地为约翰分析了他的怒气。
Jehovah patiently analyzed Jonah's anger.
神等于是告诉他。
God tell him.
你爱惜这个这颗那个蓖麻，不过是一个贪图短暂的舒适。
But only for a brief moment of comfort.
那它到底对你有多少价值呢
？How much is it worth for you?
你对它的需要只是一时的。
Your need for it is only temporary.
它并没有满足你真正的需要。
It really did not satisfy your real needs.
你爱惜的其实不是它，而是你自己。
What you cherish is not it, but yourself.
你所得到的都是恩典，你已经领受了。
All you have is grace, and when you receive it,
你应该感谢神。
Please give thanks.
如果失去了，也要顺服神。
If you lose it, you should be obedient.
因为有神的美意。
Because the Lord has His own meaning to it.
怎么可以用发怒来向神抗议呢
？How can you be so angry then when you want to die？
啊，耶和华继续对约拿说
，And continually, Lord said，
何况这尼尼微大臣，其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人。
And should I have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left？
并没有。并有许多牲畜
and also many animals.
我难道能不爱惜吗
Should I really care about those?
不能分辨左手右手的可能是指孩子们
Those who cannot distinguish between left and right hands
也就是还没有成熟的人
Or those are not mature or uneducated
或者是指那些没有受教育的人
Or those uneducated
但是如果神连牲畜多以爱惜的话
But even if animals are cherished by God,
那更何况是那些不能分辨左手右手的人
Let alone those who cannot distinguish
他们都是神所爱的对象
They're all objects of Lord love
神怎么能够忍心要毁灭他们呢
How can God bear to destroy them?
耶稣看见世上的人就怜悯他们
When Jesus saw many people in the world, he had compassion to them
就因为就像他们是困苦流离
Because they are miserable and wandering.
就像羊没有牧人一样的可怜
Like sheep without a shepherd.
耶拿书最后一节而且最后一句话是什么呢
What's the last sentence of the book of Jonah?
那就是你看那个经文就是我岂能不爱惜呢
And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh?
耶拿这一次没有话讲了
This time, Jonah has nothing to say.
相信是神以爱跟关怀品息了他的激动的情绪。
I'm sure that the Lord has calmed his emotion with love and care.
他后来往哪里去？圣经没有记载。
Where did he go? Bible really did not tell us.
但是至少耶拿已经明白神的心意是什么：神爱世人。
At least, Jonah has understood God's will, which is that God loves this world.
那到了新约，我们更明白知道神爱世人，具体化的表现在耶稣基督里。
In the New Testament, we know more clearly that God's love for the world is embodied in Jesus Christ.
那约翰福音第三章十六节，大家很熟的。
In Book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
神是爱世人，甚至将他的独生爱子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only and one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
传福音是每一个基督徒的责任。
Evangelism is responsibility of every Christian.
不论是本地或者是外地。
whether locally or abroad，
或者是近处或者是远处
，near or far，
任何时间都可以分享。
The gospel can be shared at any time。
可惜的是，今天教会很会谈大使命。
It is a pity that today's church talks about a great commission。
但是只讲服务，不讲福音。
But only about service, not about gospel。
只讲爱，不讲公义。
Only about love, not about justice。
啊，只讲福，只谈福分，但是不讲本分。
Only talk about the blessing, not about the duty。
啊，只注重受洗，不讲成长。
Focus on baptism, not about growth。
只讲上天堂，但是不讲十字架。
Talk about only about heaven, not about the cross。
只讲怎么样得到好处，但是不讲如何成为别人的祝福。
Only about your benefit, not about how to share the blessing to other people。
求神怜悯我们的教会。
May Lord have mercy in our church。
那感谢神。
Praise the Lord。
今年我们有不少的弟兄姐妹加入了今年的夏天的学生接机的工作。
Many brothers and sisters joined this summer's new student airport pickup ministry。
那也有校园的施工，那也为校园施工提供了不少的帮助。
And provide lots of help to the campus ministry。
他们这些学生在学校里面。
Now these students are live on campus。
我们不只是接了他们来，还继续关心他们。
We're not only picking them up, we are continuing to care about them。
啊，帮助他们带领查经
，lead them for the Bible study，
提供给他们心理的辅导
，provide counseling，
或者是有家庭有难处，给他们家庭学谈
，and get a family order，
或者是他们交友上有个难题，可以帮助他们怎么样交朋友
，and help them to date，
主日的时候接送他们到教会
，Sunday pick up and drop off to the church，
节日开放家庭，请他们来吃饭。
And open the holidays, open up your family to invite them to join us.
让他们感受到基督的爱的温暖。
So they can feel the love and the warmth in Christ.
这个也是在传福音。
This is also the spreading our gospel, the Lord's gospel.
神已经将这些年轻人放在我们的身边。
Lord has put these people among us.
我们不仅为他们祷告，还用那个行动来关心他们。
Not only pray for them, we also care about them with our help.
感谢神，今年暑假我们有一个家庭带了他的女儿参加了洪都拉斯的宣教。
Praise the Lord, this summer that the family brought their daughter to the mission in Honduras.
他们到了那边去，也有很多生命的改变。
And after they went there, their life has greatly changed.
很高兴今年的10月14、16就是不久，我们教会有个先道年会。
And very soon, our and October 14th to 14th, our church going to have a annual mission conference.
我们请到了新希望前九事工的一个方牧师。
We have invited New Hope Fellow New Hope。Fellowship Church， Pastor Fang。
Fang 那神让他看到孤儿的关怀的需要。
God showed him the ministry of caring for orphans。
因为他曾经是做过孤儿，而且做过一个凄惨的生活，他都知道。
Because he was an orphan, he experienced the ministry of orphans。
所以他现在也现在继续帮助几万个小孩子。
Now he is helping。tens of thousands orphans.
那他也看到在中南美洲有很多的需要。
He also saw in Latin America there's a lot of needs.
有许多的贫困的家庭，特别是当地的印第安人。
There's many poor families, especially local Indians.
他有负担，希望更多的教会来继续的关心他们。
He has a lot of burden that many churches will continue to care about these people.
今天新希望前九事工已经扩展到许多的地方。
Today, the Living Hope Global Ministry has spread to many people in the world.
那有的是在中南美洲，有的在非洲，也当然也有在国内。
So some of in Latin and South America, some of in Africa, and of course there's mainland China.
我们要为这次的先道年会祷告。
We should pray for this year's annual mission conference.
那求神使用他的仆人。
May Lord use His servant.
也借着他的仆人眺望我们大家有一个宣教的心。
And use His servant to stir up our heart to be missionary.
虽然主没有呼召我们成为一个宣教士。
Even though Lord may not call us to become a missionary.
但是我们可以做许多宣教的事。
But we can do many ministry for the missionary.
让我们的教会成为一个跟随基督的脚中行的教会。
May our church becomes a church which really follows the step of Christ.
好，我们现在把时间交给唐牧师。我们接下来我们每一个月的圣餐。
So following, we're going to have our month communion.
Thank you, Pastor Shen, for reminding us that God so loved the whole world that He gave His only Son. And for those of you that are visiting this morning, we do want to say welcome.
沈牧师说，刚才向我们大家宣道说，神如此爱我们，让他独生爱子为了我们死在十字架上。我们欢迎今天第一次到我们中间的朋友。
And so once a month, we try to celebrate.What Jesus did many years ago.
每个月我们都欢庆神为我耶稣基督为我们做的。
Before Jesus was crucified, he had a meal with his 12 disciples.
在耶稣上十字架之前，他跟他的十二个门徒有了一个最后的晚餐。
And he wanted them to remember what was about to happen on the cross.
他想让他们的门徒知道。他们的主即将所经历的一切。
And Jesus was an excellent teacher.
耶稣是一个非常好的老师。
And he wanted to use something that we could remember what he did.
他想让我们知道他所做的。
So he used something that we did every day to remind us of what he did.
他就用一个我们每天所做的这样一件事情来纪念，来记住他所做的一切。
So one evening he gathered around on the floor, actually it was on the floor, not a table, probably.
所以在他上十字架之前，他把他十二个门徒叫在坐在地上。
Because they didn't sit in chairs, they reclined on their arm and ate together.
他的门徒们都是躺在地上跟他一起吃的。
So they had this meal together.
他们一起吃了这顿晚餐。
And they had their meat, they had their drink, they had their vegetables.
他们有各种各样的食物，包括他们的。
And they had some bread.
他们也吃了面包。
So Jesus didn't take the meat.
耶稣没有吃肉。
He didn't take the vegetables.
也没有吃蔬菜。
He didn't take the sweet.
他没有吃甜点。
He took the bread.
他拿了面包。
And he said that I break my body for you, just like I break this bread for you.
他说我把我的身体舍了，就如同我把这面包分开了一样。
You see, brothers and sisters, the bread represents the body on the cross.
你们看，弟兄姊妹。这个面包就象征着耶稣的身体。
And so he said, whenever you eat this bread, which you eat often, think about me.
所以当你们吃着面包的时候，你就想起我。
So for those of you that have a relationship with Jesus Christ,